So here in year five at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and it may be getting towards the end of the school year, and we're winding down slightly, enjoying ourselves, but there is still some very hard work to be done in maths, and that's what we've been doing this week around year five. So to explain and share the work, we have some friends from year five. Madam, your name is?
Tanya.
Clara.
Tyrese.
Great, so we have Tanya, we have Clara, and we have Tyrese from year five here at St. Peter's. So Tanya, what has been the main ideas that you've been doing in maths this week?
Well, in class we've been learning data handling, basically bar graphs and tally. We was investigating how many shoe sizes, how many pupils that is in that classes, for example, nursery, year 1, year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, so data handling is about finding data, then obviously handling it and putting it into some kind of graph. So Clara, what was your investigation about? What were you trying to find out?
I was trying to find out how many people were in year 3 to year 6, and we were...
How did you actually manage, how did you go about finding this information? Did you just guess it, or did you go around speaking to people?
We went around classes and we found out the information.
Okay, and what was your investigation about, please, Tyrese? What were you trying to find out?
My investigation was about finding class sizes, like, not basically class sizes, like, in all of the classes in St. Peter's, all of the children.
Fine, and again, so when you're going around asking this information and collecting this data, Tyrese, what do you then do? Do you keep it in your mind and try and remember
we
it?
We didn't go around, we got all the registers, and then it said at the bottom it says the total of pupils in each class.
And then how did you log this information? What kind of methods did you use?
We used a tally.
Tally chart, which means basically, how does that work?
Well,
you know how to do a tally, or it's sort of like the same as bar graph, but a little bit different. You don't do like rectangles and colour it in. All you go do is just write the numbers.
How many sticks do you need to draw? You draw how many first?
Four.
And then what do you put across them?
Four lines.
Put a line, and that means how many?
Five.
Means you've got five, and you've got your data handling here in front of you. We can see Tanya. Wonderful. So we've gone round, and then Clara, so we've done all our data collection, and we've done the tally charts. What is the final stage? How have you then presented this information? What have you used?
A bar graph.
Yeah, a bar graph, and that shows all the information that's in there. Now, Tyrese, also, we've then taken all this information, and we've been talking about some of the mathematical terms that we use in year five to describe these. These get a bit tricky. Right, the mode. Who knows what the mode might be in maths?
Mode is the most.
So it's the most. So if you had, say, values between 1 to 10, Tanya, what would the mode be?
10.
Easy. Right, gets a bit more tricky. Tyrese, do you know what is the mean? What could the mean mean?
The mean is the average and...
Yes, it's the average number. Right, the medium. Has anybody got an idea what the medium might be? Clara?
The middle.
It's the middle one, fine. And our last term that we've used this week in maths has been the range. So, Tanya, what is meant by the range, please?
It's the difference between the smallest number and the largest number.
So the difference between the smallest and the largest. And we've got all this work's been laid out beautifully in our maths books here in year five. So we've got the whole data collection, from doing our tallies to our bar charts, and then also writing up the results. Wonderful, great. So thank you to Tanya, thanks Clara, and thanks Tyrese for sharing your year five maths work.
You're welcome.
Here in St.
You're
Peter's.
Welcome.
You're welcome as well, very kind. All right, cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios. Amigos.